There's just something electric about seeing young people fired up and ready to take on the world.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the kind of energy that was practically radiating from the Flame Youth Conference. It was sold out, totally packed.
Yeah.
And you could just feel this like collective sense of possibility, like something big was about to happen.
I can only imagine there's something really powerful about those kinds of gatherings, tapping into that drive young people have to find their purpose, to connect with ideas that inspire them to dream big and aim high.
And speaking of aiming high, today we're going deep into that very conference, exploring the wisdom shared by a figure who's basically synonymous with pushing limits, Bear Grylls.
Now that's a compelling choice. You say Bear Grylls, and instantly you picture someone overcoming incredible odds. It'll be really fascinating to unpack how his whole approach to resilience and determination resonated with that young crowd.
Yeah, and we've got some great material to work with. Excerpts from a Christian Culture News article that really delved into Grylls' talk. Our mission, for those listening, is to distill the most potent knowledge and inspiration that came out of it, particularly around building inner strength, sticking to your goals, and unlocking all that incredible potential that's within you.
Exactly. It's about going beyond just recounting what happened and understanding the deeper principles at play in his message and why it probably resonated so strongly in that environment.
Right. Okay, so first things first. For anyone who might not have the full picture, who is Bear Grylls? What's his story?
Well, Bear Grylls, I mean, he's a global icon at this point, wilderness explorer, TV host, everyone knows Man vs. Wild, best-selling author.
Right.
But his journey really started with just a genuine love for the outdoors, growing up in Northern Ireland from a young age, he was all about adventure.
I mean, that early passion wasn't just a passing phase, though. He really immersed himself in it.
Oh, he did. He pursued that path with such dedication that it led him to serve in the British Special Forces. And that experience, I mean, you can imagine, must have been absolutely crucial in shaping his mental toughness, in honing those survival skills that later became so central to his public image.
Right, the special forces, it's not just about physical strength. It's where resilience is literally essential for survival.
Yeah.
It makes sense that those early experiences laid the groundwork for how he confronts these extreme challenges.
What's really interesting is how he's managed to connect with such a diverse audience. It's not just about the dramatic survival scenarios he's known for. There's a real sincerity in his desire to motivate others, to get people to engage with nature and to discover their own capabilities. It's like he's not just telling stories, he's demonstrating self-reliance in action.
Yeah, and that desire to inspire seems especially directed at reaching younger generation.
Oh, absolutely. Grylls is actively involved in encouraging young people to connect with nature through various programs and initiatives, He's committed to not only teaching practical survival skills, but also fostering a sense of responsibility towards the environment. His contributions to adventure education have definitely cemented him as an influential figure for young people.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got Bear Grylls in the picture. Now let's shift our focus to the event itself, the Flame Youth Conference. What's the main idea behind this gathering?
So the Flame Youth Conference is this annual event, and it has a really clear purpose to inspire and empower young people. And I mean young people from all kinds of backgrounds. It's designed to be a dynamic space for youth engagement with talks and workshops on a huge range of topics, all relevant to their lives and futures, of course.
So it's not just focused on one specific area. It's more like a multifaceted approach to helping young people develop.
Exactly. The conference really focuses on fostering personal growth, developing leadership skills, and building a strong sense of community among its young attendees. It attracts a really diverse group of people, too, students, educators, youth leaders from all over.
And this year's conference had a particularly powerful theme, didn't it?
It did. This year, it was all about being unstoppable. The whole goal was to encourage everyone attending to truly recognize their own potential, to take those bold steps towards making a positive difference in the world. It was about cultivating that inner conviction and that drive to overcome obstacles.
Which really makes Bear Grylls a perfect choice as a keynote speaker, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as we were just discussing, his whole persona, his life journey, it just embodies that spirit of resilience, of adventure.
Right.
His message fit perfectly with the unstoppable theme, and you can tell it really hit home with the young people there, those who are facing their own challenges and looking to step into leadership roles.
It makes you think about how important gatherings like this are for young people in general. What's the real value?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture for everyone listening, these events provide a really unique and valuable environment. They give young people a chance to connect with their peers, share ideas, and form those relationships that can honestly have a lasting impact. It's not just about the information that's shared from the stage, it's also about nurturing a sense of belonging, of collaboration among the attendees.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so we've got the context. We know who Bear Grylls is. We've got the energizing atmosphere of the Unstoppable Flame Youth Conference. Leffet get to the heart of his message. What were the key principles he wanted to impart to this young audience?
So his message really revolved around three interconnected ideas: resilience, determination, and faith. And that opening statement, "You guys are unstoppable," it really set the tone for everything, serving as a powerful affirmation of the inherent potential within each person. He wanted them to see the challenges they face, not as insurmountable barriers, but as opportunities for growth.
You guys are unstoppable. That's a bold and empowering statement for any young person to hear. So let's break down these three pillars. First, resilience. What specific insights did he offer?
So Grylls defined resilience as that essential ability to bounce back from setbacks, to keep your momentum going even when you hit those bumps in the road. And what probably made this resonate so deeply with the audience was that he used personal stories from his adventures.
Oh, interesting.
Moments where he faced failure before ultimately succeeding. It wasn't just theoretical advice, you know?
So he wasn't just speaking in abstract terms. He was drawing directly from his own experiences of confronting extreme hardship. What kind of impact do you think that had?
Well, by being open about those vulnerable moments and how he navigated those tough times, he showed the young audience that facing challenges, persevering through them, it's not just something you have to do. It's a crucial part of growing, of accomplishing things. It's about developing that inner toughness that allows you to bounce back.
That makes a lot of sense. Hearing it from someone who has literally faced life-threatening situations in the wilderness must add a whole other level of credibility and impact.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, what about determination? How did he encourage that quality?
Grylls emphasized how important it is to stay focused and committed to pursuing your aspirations. He urged them not to be swayed by criticism or get stuck because they're afraid of failing. He presented determination as that internal drive, that engine that keeps you moving forward even when the path ahead seems intimidating.
So it's about developing that grit, that refusal to be thrown off course when things get tough. How can someone cultivate that kind of unwavering focus?
Well, you can think of determination like building a muscle. It needs consistent effort, and you need to focus on your goals, setting smaller, achievable milestones to gain momentum. That helps reinforce your belief in your ability to make progress. And Grylls' stories, they probably highlighted those moments where he felt like giving up, but chose to take that next step. No matter how small, he kept his focus on his ultimate goal.
That's a helpful analogy. All right, the third key element was faith. Now, that can have different meanings for different people. How did Grylls frame it in his talk?
He wove faith into his message by encouraging a strong belief in yourself and in your capacity to make a real difference in the world. He urged them to nurture hope, a sense of audacity, alongside that resilience and determination. It wasn't about adhering to any specific religious doctrine, but more about having that core belief in possibilities, in their own strengths.
So it's about fostering that inner conviction that you have the ability to overcome obstacles, and that your efforts can lead to positive outcomes.
Exactly. It's about nurturing that optimistic outlook and the courage to chase your ambitions even when there's uncertainty.
Now, you mentioned that faith plays a big role in Grylls' own adventures. Can you expand on that a bit?
What's really interesting is that Grylls often talks about how his spirituality is a source of inner strength and mental fortitude, especially when he's in those life-threatening situations. For him, faith isn't just a ritual, it's a deep-seated belief system that acts like an anchor in those really challenging moments.
So it's not just about physical skills or survival techniques. There's this crucial mental and spiritual dimension that fuels his ability to persevere.
Exactly. He views faith as this holistic belief, not just in a higher power, but in the fundamental goodness of life, in his own potential to navigate those extreme challenges. It helps him maintain a positive outlook even in incredibly daunting situations.
It's almost like that unwavering belief creates a powerful self-fulfilling prophecy, giving him the mental edge to keep going.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And his experiences really emphasize the idea that pushing past your perceived limits often requires what he calls a leap of faith. It means stepping into the unknown with trust and conviction that you can handle whatever comes next.
And that principle of taking a leap of faith, it's not limited to climbing mountains or surviving in the wilderness, is it? How can someone listening apply that to their own life?
It's absolutely applicable to everyday life. Grills often draws parallels between those high-stakes wilderness experiences and the decisions we all face. Whether it's starting a new career, pursuing a creative passion, or even having a difficult conversation, there's often that element of uncertainty that requires a certain degree of faith, a belief in yourself, and the potential for a positive outcome even when the path ahead isn't totally clear.
So it's about taking those profound lessons learned in extreme environments and applying them to the everyday challenges we all encounter.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those moments where fear or doubt might be holding you back and choosing to move forward with a sense of inner trust.
Now, a powerful message is one thing.
Yeah.
But how did it land with the young people at the Flame Youth Conference? What were their reactions to what Bear Grylls had to say?
The article really captured a sense of excitement. It described the atmosphere during his talk as electric. There was this surge of energy as he took the stage, tons of applause, and his engaging presence, those captivating stories of resilience and determination, they really grabbed the attention of the audience right from the start. You had moments of shared laughter mixed with moments of quiet reflection. It sounded like a powerful emotional connection.
It sounds like he was able to connect with them on a very personal level.
Oh, for sure. And the feedback from the attendees afterward really emphasized that impact. One participant talked about how they realized that any challenge can be overcome and how obstacles are really just opportunities for growth in disguise.
That's a huge shift in perspective. It's like reframing how you view those difficult situations you face.
Exactly. Another attendee mentioned how the real-life examples, those stories of pushing personal boundaries, made the message truly memorable. It wasn't just abstract motivation. They actually saw those principles in action through his experiences.
Hearing those firsthand accounts from someone who's been through those incredible experiences definitely carries more weight than just reading about it.
Without a doubt. And the article mentioned all the conversations that happened after his talk. That sense of camaraderie, of shared inspiration among the young people, they were exchanging ideas, encouraging each other to go after their goals with more confidence. It really fostered this collective energy for personal growth and embracing challenges.
So it wasn't just a passive listening experience. It sparked engagement, a feeling of community around these ideas.
Exactly. The whole event seems to have left a lasting impression on everyone who was there.
Now, we've talked about resilience and determination as central themes. Let's dig a little deeper into how Grylls framed these concepts for this young audience. What were some of the nuances he emphasized?
One thing that stood out was how he presented adversity. He didn't frame it as something to be avoided at all costs, but as a fundamental part of personal growth. He was clear that life is going to throw curveballs, you know? Facing setbacks is normal, it's to be expected.
Yeah.
The key message was to view these obstacles not as dead ends, but as stepping stones, things that ultimately make you stronger and more capable.
So it's about shifting your mindset.
Yeah.
Not seeing yourself as a victim of circumstance, but recognizing that you have the power to grow from those challenges.
Exactly. And he really drove home the importance of perseverance. He stressed that no matter what the situation is, giving up should never be an option. That ability to keep going, to push through discomfort and uncertainty, is often what leads to breakthroughs and successes that you might not have anticipated.
That's a powerful message, especially for young people who might be facing a lot of pressure and anxiety about their future.
Absolutely. And he also talked about how determination is about maintaining that focus and commitment to your goals, even when things get really tough. He shared stories of how overcoming challenges during his expeditions made him more resilient. He wanted to inspire the audience to adopt that same perspective.
And what about the practical side? Did he offer any advice on how to actually cultivate these qualities of resilience and determination?
A big part of it was about setting clear, attainable goals. Having a vision that guides your actions, whether it's in your personal life, your education, your future career, whatever. He encouraged breaking those larger goals down into smaller, more manageable steps and celebrating the small wins along the way.
Right.
No matter how small they seem, it's important to acknowledge those victories.
That makes a big goal feel less overwhelming, right? Breaking it down into smaller steps. And celebrating those milestones gives you that positive reinforcement to keep going.
Exactly. It's about actively developing resilience and reinforcing determination through consistent effort. And by recognizing your own progress, no matter how incremental it might seem.
And Bear Grylls' influence extends way beyond this one conference.
Mm.
What are some of the other ways he's impacting young people?
Well, he's really invested in youth empowerment and adventure education. He does this through various programs and initiatives. For example, he runs survival courses specifically for young people. And these aren't just about learning to build a fire or navigate in the wilderness. They're designed to teach essential life skills, foster resilience, build self-confidence, and develop the ability to work effectively in a team, all within a challenging outdoor setting.
So it's hands-on learning that pushes them outside their comfort zones, but in a supportive environment.
Exactly. It helps them discover their capabilities and instills a sense of adventure and self-reliance that goes beyond those specific skills.
Of course, he's a very successful author, too.
Right. His books, like Bear Grylls, A Survival Guide for Life, have had a huge impact on young readers. They offer practical advice alongside motivational messages.
Right.
And his writing style is very relatable, which makes his experiences and the lessons he's learned connect with a wide audience. And he does a great job of connecting those survival principles to everyday challenges.
So it's not just about surviving extreme situations. It's about applying a survival mindset to life in general.
Precisely. And we can't forget about his TV shows like Man vs. Wild, which are entertaining but also educational.
Oh, absolutely.
They show survival techniques, highlight environmental awareness, and by putting those real-life survival scenarios on screen, he's teaching viewers about perseverance, about adapting to the unexpected.
It's like you're learning vicariously through his adventures, watching him solve problems under pressure.
Exactly. It inspires young people to appreciate nature and understand the importance of being prepared for anything. It reinforces that proactive approach to facing challenges. And through all of these avenues, that core message from the conference, "You guys are unstoppable," it really sticks with young people who are figuring out who they are and what they want to achieve.
It seems like the Flame Youth Conference itself is about more than just individual inspiration, though. The article highlighted the importance of community and connection. Why are those aspects so crucial for young people?
The conference creates this really important platform for young people to connect with one another, to share their experiences, and build meaningful, lasting relationships. It's built on the understanding that having a supportive community is crucial for personal growth and resilience, especially during those formative years, adolescence, and early adulthood.
Yeah.
As they participate in activities, workshops, open discussions, it creates this sense of camaraderie, which can help reduce feelings of isolation and foster a sense of belonging, especially during tough times.
Knowing you're not alone and facing challenges can be incredibly empowering.
It really can. Events like this create a safe space where young people feel comfortable expressing themselves without worrying about being judged. And that open communication helps them forge those authentic connections, build support networks that can be invaluable as they navigate the ups and downs of growing up.
So it's like a safety net and a source of encouragement all rolled into one.
Absolutely. And the sense of community that develops often lasts well beyond the conference. Many people leave with new friends, valuable connections that provide ongoing support as they move forward on their individual paths. The conference really aims to empower young people by fostering a strong sense of belonging, of collective identity. When they come together around shared interests and aspirations, it reinforces the idea that they are part of something bigger than themselves and that they have a network to lean on.
That shared sense of purpose, that collective identity, can be a powerful driving force.
It really can. And the inspirational talks, like hearing Bear Grylls talk about being unstoppable, just amplify that sense of collective strength. The connections they make in these communities can have a lasting impact, potentially leading to a future with more empowered, collaborative, and resilient young leaders.
So to bring it all back to the beginning, the central theme is really about that powerful statement, "You guys are unstoppable."
Absolutely. It really captures that incredible potential young people can unlock when they're encouraged to pursue their dreams with unwavering belief in themselves. The conference, with the insights from speakers like Bear Grylls, aimed to unleash that potential in everyone who attended.
And it wasn't just about individual potential, but also recognizing the power of that shared belief and support from a community.
Right. By fostering a culture of resilience and determination, the conference empowered people to see their own capabilities and to take those first steps toward their dreams. It emphasized the idea that young people are often at the forefront of change, bringing fresh perspectives and new ideas to the table.
And Grill's life is a perfect example of that.
It really is. His experiences, shared with that mix of humility and humor, show that challenges are inevitable. His path, from surviving in extreme environments to becoming this global inspiration, highlights how perseverance and courage can lead to incredible things. It encourages young people to see obstacles not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth. And at the end of the day, the conference nurtured a belief in the limitless potential of youth, amplified by the power of community support and shared inspiration.
So for you listening, the key takeaways are clear. Cultivate resilience, be determined, believe in yourself, and recognize the strength that comes from community. And remember, young people truly have the potential to overcome anything and achieve their goals.
Well said.
This has been a really fascinating look at Bear Grylls' message and the energy of the Flame Youth Conference. It's a powerful reminder of the potential within young people and how important it is to nurture that unstoppable spirit. Now, as you go about your day, I want you to think about a challenge you're facing right now. How can you apply that unstoppable mindset, those principles of resilience and determination, to navigate it? What leap of faith, big or small, do you need to take to move forward? Spend some time thinking about your own potential and the impact you can have on the world.